Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Hey, Ray, how was the airport when you were flying on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was insane. We ended up going to it about 8 hours early just because we had heard like nightmare stories, and it was pretty much everything that we heard it was.
You went 8 hours early? How many hours?
We really did. Our flight was at 8:30, and we left our house at 1.
Okay, well, that's not quite 8 hours, but yeah, still.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
So you got there at 1:30?
Yeah, and so the line to get to the airport was 3 miles long. I mean, they're just getting off at the exit. It's just basically one lane at the start of it. And we saw people getting out of their Ubers and walking along the road with their luggage because it was faster than riding in the line, that single file or whatever.
So you guys went to South Carolina?
Yeah.
How was that trip, though?
Oh, it was lit. Yeah, we did everything. We had a checklist, about 10 things we wanted to do. We did it all.
Did you go to that guy's house?
It was the chick, Patricia's house. We went to hers. We took some photos of people's restaurants and stuff, so we got retweeted by a couple Southern Charm people. We ran into a couple Southern Charm people, so we did everything we wanted to accomplish.
You went by Craig's business, though.
Yeah.
Yep. So you went... Whose house? Somebody from Designing Women?
Well, no, Patricia.
Delta Burke?
She's the mom.
Designing Women.
She has this unbelievable house. I mean, it has to be from the 1800s. It's probably the biggest house in Charleston. We went right by it, a block away. I mean, we weren't like peeking through her blinds or anything.
Did you see anybody?
Yeah, so then we ran into Landon at the Turkey Trot, at Uptown Social. I ran into Olivia. These are huge people on the show, and she did a picture with me. She was super cool. So two of them we saw. If we had been there probably another couple days, we'd have seen every single one of them, because the one show premieres tonight, mm-hmm. and we were going Uptown Social. We were doing them all, so we were going to see the people, see and be seen.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My wife had been bugging me about 10 years to go and do, can we go to Charleston? I've seen all these cool things about it, and our shows are filmed there. And then to actually see it in person and to actually experience people from the South are actually really, I mean, they dress completely different there. Everybody wears ties and dress pants. You can't wear sweatpants.
Well, I mean, we're in the South.
It's even more so there. I mean, It was almost so you'd go to a restaurant and here you just barge in the front door. Hey, I have reservations there. You kind of wait outside and then they tell you to come inside the restaurant.
Yeah, Charleston's like old school. I'm putting deodorant. My armpit is so bad. Charleston is very old school, like foghorn, leghorn type.
I'll say.
I'd like a bite of your fowl there. I could
fried chicken.
Can I get? But it's good, huh?
Yeah. We enjoyed. I mean, we did a lot of wining and dining. Now we're probably gonna chill for about a month, though. Those restaurants are getting a little pricey.
It's Bay's birthday today.
Yeah.
You posted a picture, and I think you're and take this in the way it's meant. I think you're a really great looking guy.
Thank you.
And I think you do a good job. He takes care of himself.
What's going on here?
This picture that Ray posted is number 2 in his birthday slide. Is the worst picture of Ray I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Do I look thick?
No. There's that picture when we first moved here that looked pretty bad. The one that Ray Box posts all the time?
No. Yes, that's a bad one. But I mean, I don't know why Ray would post this. He looks terrible in it.
And I was gonna make a comment about that, how she looks awesome. I look like I've thickened up a little bit. I mean, good
You're
God.
Also holding your neck in a weird way, but Ray, it's real good for you for posting that and taking.
That's a day after I ate Thanksgiving for 7 hours.
It's not that, it's your angle, bro.
Yes, it's your angle.
It's such a terrible picture because the angle. It looks like you don't have a neck.
That's funny.
You put your chin right up down to your chest.
I don't think the picture that Ray in our intro shot here.
Oh, man, the Oompa Loompa one?
Yeah, I mean.
That's really funny, dude.
That lunch, too? Are you kidding
Oh,
me?
Yeah, lunch looks. lunch looks like he ate the current lunchbox.
Like 50 chicken wings.
I mean, even then, I'm probably 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were. I mean, Eddie, for sure.
I look about the same.
Amy looks great. All the guys are just like.
Gave up on life, man.
Or we just didn't know how to live it.
Yeah, that could be
what
it.
What picture are y'all talking about?
When we first moved here and we had that stupid press conference they made us have. Like anybody we cared, yeah. So we took pictures.
Oh, that press conference was awesome.
It's terrible. And then there's a picture of us with Jake.
Jake Owen, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
That was the time. But Ray, mm-hmm. Yeah, terrible picture, bud.
Okay.
Ray, is that the same picture where I sent you a DM and I was like, oh my gosh, this might be the...
No, that was better. I tried to do picture...
It's this one.
I see that, but I know I should. But
she looks so good on it, so it's a birthday post for her. I really didn't even care how I looked.
That's great. I was saying that's very selfless of you.
Is there a coconut filter on that one?
No, I was just tan. I did a tan.
Did you do the no neck filter?
It was on the sailing yacht. Honestly, it was about 10 degrees cooler than on land. So I had the turtleneck all the way up, so okay. You can't see the neck, dude.
And like your goatee line, like goes down into that area that I can't tell if it's a neck or a chin. But I only say this because you're like a really good looking guy, and that's not you. That picture is not indicative of how.
I mean, honestly, we were eating 3 square meals a day for 4 days. So.
Ray, it's not that you ate a lot.
It's nothing to do with what you really look like.
It's not that.
Okay. I put deodorant on my armpit. Smells so bad. We went and we were out late last night. Went to Brett Eldridge's Christmas show. And then I just went right to bed and didn't shower. And then I woke up this morning. I had like an odd small panic attack last night. So I didn't sleep really. I don't know. Sometimes I get anxiety for no reason. I mean, not for no reason. It's manifesting in itself for something that doesn't always have to be understood by me. Or it could be something I don't... Regardless, I couldn't catch my breath last night.
Is it like heavy chest, like where it just feels tight?
It affects everybody differently. Okay. I'll say that first and foremost. And if you've never had anxiety, it's not just like getting nervous about something. Because I never had it. I didn't have it. But then... How my version of anxiety hits me when it does, it's just an uncontrollable heart race. So hard I feel it like punching me from the inside of my neck. Mm. And I can't calm it. So I can't sleep because I'm just going, this is what it feels like in my neck. And there's no reason. And Caitlin was asleep. And then she woke up because I was like, are you awake? But I woke her up by doing that. It's a good trick. Are you awake? Are you awake? Hey, you awake? Oh, I am now. And so she was like, are you anxious about going to work tomorrow? I was like, no, I love going to work. Like, this is not it. I was actually looking forward to coming here. But I had this, so I was up all night, and the room was a little warm, I guess. my armpits sweat. And I came in and I was hanging over there with Amy and Eddie in a different room. And I was like, God damn, my armpits smell like butthole. And that they do. I thought it was my butthole. I thought I was just bent down lower.
You did smell your butthole.
I was like, and so when I went to the bathroom, it smelled so bad. When I went to the bathroom, I put my armpit over the toilet. Okay. I thought it was my butthole.
All right.
So anyway, I was putting, if you're watching on camera, I was deodorizing it up. But this is that deodorant. Native, that's great, but it's on a timer.
What do you mean?
It tells you when to apply?
No, it just, it's good. It's good for a short amount of time, and then it's like bad.
Got it.
It's great for a few hours, but for me, it just, it turns terrible. So I keep it in my little purse.
Oh, I saw a deodorant online that you're only supposed to put it on once a week.
What?
No,
yeah.
No way that's real.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
It's called Box.
Once a week.
Yeah, once a week. It's just like a little cream.
Hey, when am I getting the money for the shoes?
You're getting it, bud.
No, don't call me bud and point at me and go back to it.
I think you said bub.
We did. Did we sell the other shoes in the storage unit?
Not yet. They're going up.
No, you said they were going up last time.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, man.
How many pairs of shoes have we sold?
We've sold 3 pairs of shoes.
Great. And how much have we profited?
We have, let me go to my eBay account, ebay.com.
Because I paid for most of it. I paid for, 75% of it?
Now's the time to sell because people are Christmas shopping.
Exactly, Amy. That's why Bobby doesn't understand commerce.
Cyber Monday.
I do understand commerce, as you would call it.
What's my password?
But I'm just saying, hurry up and don't miss this opportunity.
Wait, isn't today Cyber Monday?
It is.
I don't know.
Man, you should hit Cyber Monday now.
But he doesn't have a deal. Like,
he can take $5 off. That's what they do anyway. Right? It's a deal.
You boost it up 5, and you take off 4.
That's it.
A guy in France sued his old company after they fired him for not being fun enough. He got canned after refusing to attend parties where there was a lot of drinking and fun. Now they have to pay him probably $500,000 in damages.
Wow.
Is he suing?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
A man posed as an oil baron's son scammed at least 50 people. 26-year-old Nicholas Bryant's waiting to see how long he'll spend in jail after pleading guilty to one count of wire fraud. In 2020 and 2021, he posed as the son of an oil baron. I don't know that was a thing. I thought it was from like Monopoly or something. I don't know they really were oil barons.
What does that mean? They own oil wells and
I don't
stuff?
Know. I thought that was just the guy with the hat or like you win
the mustache.
Railroad. Yeah. I didn't know an oil baron was a real thing. And scammed at least 50 people, stealing around $1.5 million in goods and services. He was caught when a jet company went after him after he failed to pay the $76,000 he owed for hiring a private jet.
Question.
Daily Mail.
These guys know they're doing wrong when they're doing it?
Yes, that they do.
Okay. So, and they think they won't get caught because...
Correct. I don't know. But yes, absolutely. He's saying he's somebody he's not.
Okay. Because they just do this for years and years. And like, guys, you know you're going to get caught.
Yeah, but we only hear about the ones that get caught. Imagine the ones that never get caught.
I think they eventually all get caught.
I don't think so. Really? No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet most don't get caught.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nice. I bet the sloppy ones get caught.
But then you will never know because we don't know who they are.
Absolutely correct.
Wow, that's crazy.
I started watching a docuseries on Netflix about the Pepsi jet.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was a promotion.
Yes.
That wasn't real.
Are you done? Are you guys done with it?
No. I haven't watched started, it, but I have it on my list.
Okay. It's a 4-part series, and back in the 90s, Pepsi did a promotion of Pepsi points, and you get your points every time you drink a Pepsi product, and so he was like, oh, for 7 million points, I can get a jet. They were kidding, but there was no fine print. And so his goal was to raise the millions of points and get that jet from Pepsi. I don't know how it ends, but it's got 49 audience reviews, and it's almost 80% and 100% by critics. But it's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? And so we started watching it.
Yeah, it looks good.
We're trying to do everything possible to not watch. What's the show on Netflix that I love? The Peripheral. Because there are 2 episodes left, and we want to watch them back to back. Not watch one and be like, oh, we can't wait for the finale.
So you're just finding other stuff to
But we're not
going to
make it. I got a bad feeling.
You're going to cave in.
We have Yellowstone that we can watch tonight, and Arkansas plays basketball tonight.
Did it 1918?
I don't watch that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but it did come on.
I don't know.
Right?
Who's Arkansas playing tonight?
Troy.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, but the problem is that point spread is going to be big. I don't even know what it is. I don't bet those.
They don't usually go too high on those, though.
No.
Only like 25.
Right, Amy?
Yeah.
We can look.
They really don't.
Yeah, they don't.
25? I'll take 25.
Amy, I talk about this on the sports show, which is called 25 Whistles, but I don't claim to be a great sports bettor.
I know.
And I think people should only gamble responsibly. But I get pretty honest over there about how much I gamble and what I gamble. And so I started with $200 about a year and a half ago, and I got it up to $9,000 at one point from $200.
It's amazing.
Now, I'd like to say that I didn't cash out then. I cashed out around $3,000. And I had a bad run. And so
$6,000 bad run, jeez.
No.
Yeah, but that's house
over
money,
a year,
though.
Over a year. And I'm way up. Okay. But I had like a few in a row I didn't hit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to cash out and actually make some money off of it and start over. Because I think it was a fluke that I was able to turn $2,000 into $3,200 or whatever it was. Pretty fluky to be able to do that. So I cashed out, right? Boom. So I put $200 back in. And it's like, let's see how long we can make this last. Right now, I'm at $3,400.
Let's go. That's so cool.
It's so cool.
It really is, dude. And don't you just feel so good about it?
It's just entertainment to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But I can be entertained forever now. Forever.
I have $176.
That's right. And how much do you start with? 50.
That I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, speaking of making money, so far we've made $421.64.
We've made or...
Well, no, that's how much we've sold.
How much did we spend on the unit?
Like $220.
Okay.
So we're up $200. So we've made about $100 each. It's
well, you don't. You didn't spend anything on the unit. So
what am I going to bet on
spent,
right now?
You spent 25% on the unit, right?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We're splitting that 50-50.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to make more because we got some nice berries shoes that we got to put up. They are...
Berries?
No,
can
berries.
Can you just get them up, though, and go, and we can be done with this and buy another one?
Yes. I've been waiting. I mean...
No, just load. Load.
Okay, I'll load.
How many more pair of shoes we got to load?
Like 4.
Load them all up.
Some of them are going to be like $10.
Great,
They're not very good.
Load them up today.
Okay, but yeah, these berries, they're nice dress shoes. I mean, they're like leather, mm-hmm. and they smell like they smell brand new. I don't even know. I've never even heard of these shoes.
I know, you keep going berries, like that's...
But they're like $250, $300 online.
I hear you.
Okay, what bet should I make right now?
Nothing.
There's a game tonight, but not right now.
Mm. Hey, can I tell you what happened to me? Check this scenario out. So I put $2 on 6 basketball games. I win 5. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got one more basketball game. And they give me a cash out option.
You take it?
I spent $2 on this ticket, right? And they're offering me $33.
Let's go.
But you tell me
to cash out when I tell you.
I know.
Because every time I said, Daddy, I'm like, hey, I got one to go. What would you do? And every time he's like, cash out and take it, I never cash out. But go ahead.
And you win them.
And he's like, just take the money, man.
So, Amy, remember, I spent $2 on this. I could win. If I win this last game, I could win $250.
Let's go, baby.
Or I can just click the cash out option for $33. Mm-hmm. Cash.
What'd you do?
I asked my wife.
Well, she probably said play.
She goes, it's only $2. And you're playing for $250? Like,
you're not losing 60.
Right.
You're losing 2.
Let it ride. Well, I lost the last bet.
But what you could have done is bet and hedged it and made even more.
Yeah, you could have bet the hedge. Other team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you would do that when you have money in the account. I don't have a lot of money in the account.
Got it. What game would you lose on?
Arkansas.
Basketball?
Like, yeah, Arkansas, like what, on Thursday night, Friday night?
Yeah, San Diego State?
Mm-hmm.
We won that in overtime.
Yes, but you didn't cover.
I'd beg to differ, because I have it here. You must have bet it live again.
I did a live bet.
Because I've hit them here.
Yeah.
I bet a 7-game parlay, Amy. A parlay is when you bet multiple games at once. I hit all 7 games.
Man, I bet so much. I have to think back what game that was. Like, I don't remember what happened.
It's fun. I talked to Eddie's wife. I was like, Eddie's a very responsible gambler. Like,
I do $40 a month.
A month and $1, period. $1, $1. Like, I was just saying it so she didn't ever shut you down.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I was like, but you are very responsible.
Yeah. If I lose that $40, I will not deposit until it's the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I've gone 3 months where I haven't had a deposit because I've been up, mm-hmm. then if I go down, I'll recharge like twice in a month. But that's still, I will never go over the $40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it. That's good. It's good for you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I sent Eddie I had a 7-gamer.
Dude, amazing.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, how crazy is it when those games are just kind of like, oh my gosh, I won that one. Like I
green,
want another
green,
one.
Green, green, green.
I love it.
Ray, does it make you like your mouth water and stuff? Mm-hmm. I was talking to our fun DraftKings stories.
No, I mean, me and my wife have the couples account, so I'm still dabbling. Throwing out a 30 game or $30 9-team parlay. I do stuff like that. I go for the long shots. I'm not trying to do like Eddie a $2 bet.
I'm always that's amazed a long shot. At states that go, you know, we're not going to allow gambling because ethics, religion.
Yeah, who cares about ethics?
And you're like going, but Kentucky, you have a horse racing track. Don't feed ethics to me. Say what it really is, mm-hmm. that you have lobbyists, state lobbyists that are going, we can't let the gambling has to happen here and only here. Don't start using the Lord's name in the house going, you know what, the Lord... yet you're still all about the racetrack. That is called hypocritical. Say it with me, kids. Hypocritical.
Hypocritical.
Yes. In Arkansas, you can go bet at the track.
Southland.
No, Oakland.
Oh,
Oakland. And they have casinos. But last I checked, you couldn't get on DraftKings in Arkansas. You can't do it there because it's almost like they did not pass recreational marijuana in Arkansas. I will say that I have never smoked weed in my life, but I'm an advocate for it because if you're going to, or no drinking either, because it is shown through 50, 60 years of research studies that alcohol is far worse for you short term and long term than weed is. Now, I don't drink either, so I don't have a dog in this fight. But you're going to go, yeah, the good Lord should keep us from doing recreational marijuana. Okay, well, then no whiskey for you. Because that's, say it with me, kids, hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
But that's why politicians are so full of crap. They just know how to cater to an audience. The only goal of a politician is to get elected again. That's it. What would be awesome is if there were term limits, but it was like, you got once. You're once, boom, once. Do what you got to do and get out because you're not worried about getting reelected again. Now, I don't know what that would do to the... Maybe you could go back in two. Maybe you get out, but then you get a chance to run again in eight. I don't know what the system is, but our system is awful and broken. And again, it's weird that I'm an advocate for recreational marijuana. Never smoked it. But if someone wanted to say no recreational marijuana and no recreational alcohol, I'd be like, all right, well, there's somebody who's at least standing for what they believe in. And I may not agree, but at least they're consistent. And that is not, say it with me, kids, hypocritical.
Hypocritical.
That's right. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy how, never mind. It's all started with us talking about me hitting a 7-game parlay.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah. DraftKings.
But it's, you know, people talking about how things aren't, you know, in the greatest likeness of the Lord. And it's like, bro, like, you want to talk about some of the other stuff you're working on? No, you found that to be, you found a lobbyist who has come to you and said, hey, we need to make sure this doesn't pass. And that ends up being the Lord to you. But that's the excuse you give. It's annoying. But it's also why I never want to run for office and why I think eventually I'll run for office. Like, I don't want to run for office. That is not a job that I think... I don't need it for clout or fame because this job here allows me to scratch whatever itch that is more than that ever would. I don't need it for power because you can't really make a whole lot of things happen. You can be a part of things. But you want people to run that don't really want to run. Because why do people really want to run? Because they want to be a senator. They want to be in the House of Representatives. They want to be, name it.
Why did Ronald Reagan run? Because he was like a famous actor, right?
Yeah, but he was already not famous again.
Oh, he had lost his fame.
And he was governor, too, of California, I do believe. You may fact check that, Mike, because in the middle of all this, I don't want to be wrong about that.
I just don't know. I mean, I'm
fairly
don't know
certain
much about
that Governor Reagan kind of climbed up. His acting career was over, so he got into politics. Mm. And he has money. But you never want somebody to be a politician.
What about the governator?
He was 33rd governor of California from 67 to 75. So, yeah, you want people that don't want to run to have to run. Because people that want to run are usually running for the wrong reason. Anyway.
I'm never going to run.
Good for you, Lunchbox.
So then you should be it. You should be president.
No, but I'm not. No, they couldn't even hand me the
You'd
key.
Be a good president, Lunchbox.
That'd be terrible. Oh.
A man wins $150,000 after peer pressure to buy his first lotto ticket.
Okay, now I'll do that.
Johnson has always been skeptical of lotto games. His friends finally coaxed him into buying a ticket for the November 5th drawing. He hit four numbers in a Powerball, $50,000.
Wow.
Congrats, man.
Congrats, buddy. The story you mentioned earlier about the oldest dog, 22 years old, is a Chihuahua. I looked that up.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, update, it died.
I did
Golly,
too. I thought
you were that's for sure.
I literally thought that. Like,
that's hilarious.
I was like, oh my gosh, during the show, it died.
Chihuahuas, man.
That was good. Oof. Eddie had a Chihuahua.
I had multiple Chihuahuas. My parents had three Chihuahuas.
But I mean, since I've known you.
And I've had two, Chiquita and Lulu.
Since I've known you, I knew Lulu.
Yeah, we had Chiquita when we lived in Austin. Mm-hmm. We had both of them, but then Chiquita died, and then we brought Lulu to Nashville. And
I knew
then
Lulu.
Then she passed here.
R.I.P. Lulu. But I was hanging out with Eddie's other dog.
Coachella.
He has now Coachella. And Coachella loves me.
She loves everyone, dude.
Dude, she just chills on my lap and just hangs and lets his pet.
I love how you asked me, like, hey, is it okay if she gets, because she likes to put her head and two paws on the couch. She's not allowed to be on the couch.
Can you not give it to me when I go, she loves me? And you go, no, she loves everybody.
But because it doesn't matter.
No, but like, you could give it to me and be like, yeah, she does love you, man. You could have given me something without taking something away.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone says that. Like, everyone that walks in the house, she's like, oh, take me. Yeah, oh, I love you.
I do. I pet her. I pet her real good.
I had a neighbor that took care of her, and she's like, okay, that dog, like, she wants to live with me. Dude, like, she loves everyone. She loves every single person.
But you can just tell us all we're special, Eddie. There's no reason for you to take
that
away from us.
I'll say that. She does love you.
Yeah, she's great. But she didn't used to be great.
No, she's...
She used to run away when
she was a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
She was a rescue, and I think she's like... I don't know. I mean, who knows, like, what dogs are thinking, but she's definitely calmed down. I mean, it's been one of those things where, like...
Consistency and age, probably, both.
That could be it.
I mean, Eller was aggressive... Aggressive half man. I mean, just bite all the time. The trainer said, you'll never be able to keep these two dogs in the same house. Get rid of her. Mm. We took her to an aggression trainer because we didn't take Stanley to a trainer. We just trained him. But she was aggressive. Mm. And so we didn't know how to, because we adopted her as a puppy right off the street. And I think they were misled about her age. And she was a lot younger than we thought she was because she was tiny, but she would bite everything. She'd bite Stanley's face. She'd bite us constantly. But it's because she was scared. And she always, that was the only way she survived. And so we went away for Christmas and we found a time because they said that she needed to be at this aggression trainer for like 3 weeks. So we took her. We left her there. It was expensive. And we came back and she was like, hey, she'll never be able to live with your bulldog. It's just not going to work. It's in her blood. She's going to be aggressive. And to Caitlin's credit, she just would not accept that. And so she has had consistent love. And she is so needy now about just being pet and scratched and love. She is the greatest dog. It's
That's awesome.
Very difficult to get to this place. But no, for a year now, she's been awesome. She's the greatest.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's so excited. She's not aggressive at all. Her and Stanley play rough. But I say that in the best way because it's not aggressive. Well, he can't play right now because his leg, but they go and roll. We don't worry about her being aggressive anymore. But I assume kids are like that too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, both of you guys adopted kids that came from places. I mean, I think that's probably where a lot of my trauma is, not having consistency ever. And so, you know, that's a big part of my life now with Caitlin is having consistency. And sometimes I have it and it feels so uncomfortable that I push it away because I'm like, this is okay. Well, when are you going to decide to leave? I mean, those things still creep in and fewer now, lesser now. And I don't act on them anymore. And I don't believe those voices anymore because she has proven over and over again that she isn't. And it has nothing to do with her. But I'm like, sometimes you like, especially early, you test it. All right, let's see if you're going to go. How about now?
That pops up at our house sometimes where I'm like,
the testing.
This is literally just a test. Do not fall for it. Do not engage. This is just a test. Do not do it. Because the brain wants to be able to prove itself right. It wants to be like, ha, I knew I couldn't trust you. Can't trust anyone.
So I knew I couldn't trust you. So why should I? I'm just going to protect myself. Because all that I try to do, I'm going to say I is the version of me 3 years ago. And still now I fight it. But all that I'm trying to do, all that Stevenson is trying to do, Sashira, Eddie, your kids that have been adopted, all we're trying to do is make sure we're protected. That's it. Now, how do we get there? Just a couple different ways. But we just want to make sure that we protect ourselves. And so sometimes we're going to test and make sure that if the S hits the fan, you're going to be there for me, or do I got to be there for me and I can't trust you?
Yeah. I mean, I love saying, whenever that happens, I love saying, like, I'm not going to leave you. Like, I'm not leaving you. it's almost like I'm fighting him, but he's looking at me like, that's not what I expected you to say.
Well, Caitlin would say that to me. She goes, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, like, you can do whatever you want.
She goes, I'm not leaving. Like, doesn't matter what every fight to me was, especially early in our relationship when we got serious, every fight was like, oh, I guess this is it, huh? I guess this is it. Break up. She's probably dumped me. Every fight. that's not the thing anymore. But every once in a while, you get those little voices. It has nothing to do with her. We cannot fight for a month or even have a disagreement. And it's like, I wonder if she's been like, thinking about what it would be like if she was, So, but that's the situation. And that, where were we on this?
I don't know.
Oh, the dogs. That's why you should adopt.
You know what's crazy about our scenario with one of our boys is that when we got him, he was so into sports. Like, he never played sports, but once we got him, my boys were playing sports, so he jumped right in. And he was so competitive, such a fighter, put his whole body into it. But then once, like, after a few years of living with us and I guess feeling comfortable, he just chilled out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not anymore did he want to go fight for the ball or go. And it was tricky because I was like, no, man, like, go, like, be the way you were. But I like the way you are now at home. But on the court, go fight. You know, it's like tricky because he doesn't have that drive anymore, because when we first got him, he was in such that survivor mode. Mm-hmm.
Survivor mode for whatever reason. Like, you want to make sure nobody laughs at you.
Yeah.
You don't want people to think you're less than. I am competitive to a fault. I'm not a bad sport. I guess it depends how much crap is talked. I'm not a bad sport, but I'm really competitive in everything. But it's why the leaders of the world, there's always some trauma in their life.
Yeah.
Because to even want to do that, the greatest ball players, the greatest where you have to sacrifice so much to get to that point, there's something there that they're making up for, or there's a reason they're pursuing it to prove it to a father figure, to prove it to that they don't need a father figure
to themselves. Yeah,
it's
so deep and crazy.
And you guys, and it's admirable that you have taken on kids. Then you're changing their lives that way, and taking on me.
I love taking you on, dude.
Mm-hmm. we got to go. Let me do these two stories, and we'll move it. A family game of Monopoly during the holidays never leads to anything good. The story says from KTUL, officers were called to a report of shots fired just before 6:30 p.m. The caller said that John Armstrong had chased her and her father down the street and fired a shot. They were playing Monopoly and got competitive.
Park Place.
Somebody cheat.
You pass, go.
Where's my $200?
34-year-old Ricky Renee Dancy was arrested roughly 17 different charges after he allegedly attacked a San Francisco bus driver over the weekend and hijacked the bus and took it for a joyride. This is from the New York Post. Driving a bus is harder than it looks because he hit approximately 10 vehicles in almost 2 miles.
That's funny.
It is hard.
Jeez. Luckily, nobody died, it doesn't look like. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Anything I want to say? We will do an episode of 25 Whistles today. So check that out on the podcast. I guess that's it, huh? Mm-hmm. We did an episode on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Mike's Movie Podcast is killing it. He did an episode over the holidays too, and people were just so hard up for content of any kind. And Mike does a great show anyway, so hopefully people found that episode because it had so many streams. I didn't look at ours, but there are those episodes too. Mike did a new movie, Mike, on Thursday, and we did a 25 Whistles on Thursday.
Had a new Four Things on Thursday.
Yeah, nobody cares. So anyway, I'm just kidding.
It was fresh.
I'm just kidding. All right. People do care. I was just kidding. For everybody out there that's getting their butt hurt, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to write an email.
It was a joke.
I know, but it was a holiday, so I didn't know if you knew.
I did not know.
Okay.
I did not know. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.